Well, I think we're, you know, we're just playing better football. We're not making the mistakes or as many mistakes as we were early on. We're finding ways to win games in the fourth quarter. You know, going to the fourth quarter with leads and hold on to them and make some big plays. So, you know, I think just overall a little bit more consistent play. And, you know, I think that's we're kind of getting to the point where we're playing our best football. There's still room for improvement, but, you know, we got to keep that going.
How much is there? I'm going to follow up on today. You threw a lot of weapons, tight ends, running backs. What is that much good? You got running or the quality of runs that you had?
Well, I think just, you know, good job by everybody in the offense, knowing their assignments. And, you know, I thought we ran the ball well. And then, you know, they're trying to stop the run. So, you know, did a good job throwing some short passes. But getting Brandon Myers into it, getting our backs into it on some screens and getting them out of the backfield. If linebackers are dropping deep, trying to take away the receivers. So I think, you know, that's what we got to do, you know, for offense to be successful. Everybody's got to know their assignments, be in the right places. And if, you know, they want to take away throws down the field, and you got to throw it underneath a few times, and that'll open up things down the field for big plays later on.
Given the time of year that it is, are you still surprised that you and the receivers are still not on the same page and everyone, the interception, like Lewis went one way, you threw the other way?
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously, you know, sometimes, you know, bad plays happen. We, you know, we do need to eliminate them. But I think for the most part, we're on the same page, and you know, guys made some outstanding plays today. But again, there is room for improvement. You know, obviously, an interception down the green zone can be costly, and can't afford to have those.
You know, looking at
threw it to the other team.
looking at the 0-6 start now. I mean, you guys look at that as an anomaly given how consistent you've been playing.
Well, you know, obviously it's still there, and that's the way we started. But, you know, we knew then that we had, you know, we're going to have a tough challenge getting back into the mix. But all only thing we could do is start, you know, trying to get, you know, one win at a time. And we've done that these last 4 weeks. Obviously, we still got, you know, room to go, and we got a lot of digging to get back out of the hole that we made for ourselves. But, you know, we obviously got four in a row, and that's a good feeling, and we're just going to keep fighting, keep getting better, and see if we can keep winning.
Granted, the mistakes are certainly down the last 4 weeks, but one that you occur, you seem a little bit less tolerant of it, a little more animated on the side.
No, I mean, it just kind of depends what the mistake is sometimes. And, so obviously sometimes they're on me, and you know, I'm mad at myself, but I'm not going to, you know, get on anybody. But, you know, sometimes you know, obviously, some can be costly, and so you hate bad plays to occur that could be prevented just by doing the right things.
Eli, talk a little about Brandon Jenkins coming and playing a little smash football.
Yeah, Brandon had some big runs for us, and obviously a lot, you know, a couple third and shorts, a fourth and short that, you know, we convert that lead to points. So that's, you know, that's big when he can do that, and you know, I also got the touchdown run as also so. You know, whenever he can come in and give us those tough yards and kind of set that physical tempo, that tone of the game, that's good for us.
You got Jernigan involved today. You got a few passes to Brown. What did you guys try and do to kind of improve the screen play this week?
Well, yeah, you know, we hit two screens for positive yards, so that's a first. You know, no interceptions or fumbles or turnovers on screen, so that's a start. And hit one receiver screen to Jernigan, and then a. Another screen to you know, Andre that got, you know, 10 yards or so. So I think that was a, you know, good that we can do that. Hopefully we can continue to improve on that and get some more big plays out of it. But I think, obviously, you know, this offense, you never know who's going to get the ball, who's going to get, you know, how many catches. And I think our guys do a great job not being selfish about that and understand, you know, that we're going through reads and you know, you try to get open and you'll get the ball.
Eli, you know, often one unit can feed off the other. How has the defense, as well as they've been playing, kind of translate over to what you guys are doing?
Yeah, obviously the defense, you know, when they get, you know, make big plays and get turnovers and you know, get some three and outs, you know, that helps just the whole momentum of the game. It gets the crowd into it, gets them fired up. So I think we obviously, you know, try to build off each other. When we go down and score and we, you know, get off to a fast start and get a lead, I think that gets them fired up. And, you know, when JPP gets an interception for a touchdown, obviously, you know, those are huge plays in the fourth quarter. And so, you know, we're rooting for each other out there to make plays. And, you know, we're finally trying to, you know, both starting to play better and play our best football at this time of the year. And that's what we need to do.
Aside from the interception, you had a couple of other chances in the green zone. to score. What do you see as the challenge, though?
Yeah, you know, we just tried running the ball a few times, got some third and longs, and just hard to convert those in the green zone. So we got to do a better job of just staying on track down there and not getting the third and nines or third and eights with 8 yards to go. It's just you got to have some perfect plays, and so we got to do a better job of staying in better down in distance and keeping the defense kind of off track a little bit.
In the third quarter, it looked like when you guys were in the green zone, did you have two receivers going in the same area?
Yeah, had a mistake on that one that hurt us, and I don't know if we would got enough for the first down, but had a shot. So again, a few things that are had a new play going in, and sometimes we're not as sharp as we need to be, and that's preventing us from being as good as we need to be.
Last week, Justin said that your running was like Methuselah, but you had a couple of times to run, and one came back on a penalty after.
I know, it's kind of probably my longest run of my career. It gets called back, kind of cut back, and I felt fast there. So I'm sure I'll look on film and realize I'm not fast again. But, I felt good out there and knew, versus this team, there were going to be some possibilities for me to run. If they're going to play 22-man and drop everybody out, if I could step up, there's going to be some chances to run and get some first downs. And so I had to do, had to do that a few times. But, if that's what we need to do, then that's what we need to do. I think we're starting to play, kind of the way we expect to play, and by winning football games. And so, obviously, we got a good run going. We are playing better. We got to make sure we, keep practicing well. Make sure our preparation is outstanding. And again, just find ways to win games and playing smarter football. So obviously, a big one this week at home, another home game versus Dallas in the division. So, it'll be a big game for us. I got him. So, we'll just keep it going, I guess.